I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy rains and floods in Western Europe have killed at least 42 people in Germany and left many more missing as rising waters led several houses to collapse on Thursday. Unusually heavy rains are also hitting neighboring Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Belgium, where at least four people have been reported dead. But Germany has seen the worst of storms, which has caused rivers to flood and threatens to bring down more homes. Some desperate residents were forced to seek refuge on the roofs of their homes as helicopters circled above to rescue them from the rising waters. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday she was, quote, shocked by the devastation and thanked the tireless volunteers and emergency service workers at the scene. The German military deployed some 400 soldiers to assist in rescue efforts. Turkey is marking the fifth anniversary of a failed military coup with a series of events Thursday commemorating the people who died trying to stop the uprising against the government. The observances kicked off with visits to grave sites and memorials honoring the dead. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan led a ceremony in parliament before heading to Istanbul to attend more events marking the crushing of the July 15, 2016 coup attempt. On that night, factions within the military used tanks, warplanes, and helicopters to try to overthrow Erdogan's government. Heeding a call from the president, thousands took to the streets to oppose the takeover. A total of 251 people were killed, and more than 2,000 others were wounded as the coup plotters fired into crowds and bombed parliament and other government buildings. Around 35 people who allegedly participated in the plot were also killed. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. An Indonesian senior minister said Thursday the country is now fighting a